Absolutely. I think when younger kids come in, or right, some of the younger kids get older in the program, when the foundation is laid, you kind of just follow that formula, especially when it works. So the tradition we've been able to create the last 4 or 5 years in girls basketball, of course, it's a wonderful thing, but to see all of the girls who come through the program get better year in and year out, and, you know, kind of get to reap the benefits of winning the state championships, that's what it's all about.
For those who don't know what happened in Lakeland, C.I., talk about those two games and what transpired in getting those wins.
First of all, we went down as the number 4 seed, and, you know, again, I just take my hat off to my girls because we don't really care about rankings. You know, we don't care what we're positioned in certain places and all that kind of stuff. We tie our shoes if we're ready to play basketball. But we went down as the number 4 seed. I think Wildwood was the number 1 seed, and rightfully so. They should have been the number 1 seed, especially what they were able to do over the course of the year. But in our Wildwood game, the Final Four game, we were down 11 or 12 at the end of the third quarter. Right, every single time out, I told my girls we were fine. Every single time out, every time we took a full time out, the girls are able to sit down the course, and I'm looking them on their eyeballs, and there's no flinch in these girls. So to be able to, you know, make a run in the fourth quarter and to come out with the win to advance and play in the championship game, I mean, I honestly didn't believe once we got in the championship game we would start as slow, because I felt like we started slow against Wildwood. And I told some of my girls who probably didn't play their best game in the Wildwood game, there's no way we could play as bad in the championship game. And we started slower. we started slower. But again, the entire time we were confident, because I know what kind of team I have. I mean, the type of players, one of my bigs, Jaleel Jackson, she can push the ball. She's the best rebounder on the floor. She might be the best passer on the floor, and she's a big for me. And that's also going with the scoring she can add to our team. Demaya Adams, our point guard / shooting guard, she can score anywhere on the floor at any time. I have some scrappy defensive players in Lakaja Brown, Tamara Carter, Ashley Coleman. She's another big guy. She's a tall, long athlete who can change shots and finish around the basket. So I have a great all-around team. But to start slow in both of those games, Steve, it really tells you the character of these girls. I'm talking about the championship game. I was like, listen, there's no way we're going to start off. I think maybe the entire first quarter, maybe halfway through the second quarter, we had 4 points.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I thought we were going at halftime with 4 points.
Wow. And you still won.
And we still end up winning the game. We got some great stops. Our press work. I mean, we were great on defense, where we were getting key stops, and everything was going wrong. Right, we couldn't make a layup. Right, the free throws were bad, and my girls' confidence never wavered. And I think, you know, just me having the opportunity to witness this, the type of wins that we end up getting in Lakeland, it speaks volumes to the coaching staff, speaks volumes to the players who go out there and compete every single night. But I'm definitely happy for our community, because they got to witness something great. They got to witness something great. Even myself as a coach, you talk about real adversity. And I told my girls after some of the games, I say, I don't know too many teams that will continue to play being down 11 to 12 going to, with everything going wrong. I don't know how many teams would continue to fight. Yeah. And I'm lucky I have that team that would do that.
On a sadder note, look, you know, I go through this all the time with my students. You grow close to them. They graduate. They leave, yep. Right? Well, you're going through that too. What do you lose come next year?
One of my point guards, she was a probably she's been on the team longer than any girl I've coached, LaKaiser Brown. Then I also coached her rec ball. So I probably coached her in the last 8 to 9 years.
Wow.
Basketball. So she's our emotional leader. She's done so much for our program. So I would lose her. I would lose one of my taller athletes who was a big, and then a girl who did some great development over the years, Zakina Early, who she shot the ball well for us all year. So I'm losing three starters that played a lot of basketball for us, of course. But, you know, my sixth man was almost like a starter. She's a junior. She'll return. So I have like four or five key pieces that returns to this team. And that helps you going into the new season. It also helps you whenever you get into the playoffs and you try to make a run for a state championship. So even though we're graduating a lot, I'm also returning a lot. So I love where our program is right now, but I think it's only getting better, Steve, even with graduating girls who's done so much for the program.
That's great. And